You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe. Well, it's not exactly purple, but the haze we've been having this week, wow. The wildfire smoke was so thick earlier this week, our air quality was worse than Beijing's. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. And lots of people are wondering right now, is this a new normal? We're going to tackle that question in just a bit. First, though, let's hear the forecast, Cliff. It is clearing out somewhat, isn't it?
It is. The air quality is far better today. In fact, looking at the latest Puget Sound clean air statistics, the levels of particulates in the air, the small ones that get deep in your lungs, are about 10% of what they were Wednesday. So big improvement today. And that's due to the marine air that came in overnight and in fact came in yesterday as well. So much better conditions. We'll have low clouds this morning and the clouds will break up later in the afternoon. Temperatures only getting up to the mid-70s. So very normal temperatures today. Very normal day. Now, Saturday, we should see a small improvement. Temperatures getting up into the 70s, maybe a little bit of low clouds, but the air quality should still be pretty good. So I think we can breathe today and tomorrow. My biggest concern is the rest of the weekend and next week. High pressure is going to be building offshore, and that's going to set up more offshore flow from the east and the northeast as we get into Sunday and Monday. So that will bring warming. Our temperatures will get back in the 80s, but I think our air quality will decline as well. So, you know, it'll be decent on Saturday. Sunday, there'll be a degradation, and I think it'll even get worse on Monday. I don't think it'll get quite as bad as we saw on Wednesday, but you'll notice the haze starting to thicken in on Sunday, Monday, and into Tuesday. Later on in the week, upper-level trough comes through, marine air surges in, and the air quality will improve again. So up and down, that's what we're seeing.
And is it just as simple as, you know, marine air coming in or not?
Well, the situation is that we have fires all around us. We have fires in British Columbia, massive fires. Fires in eastern Washington, fires in southern and central California, northern California, southern Oregon. So there's fires all over the place. And so if the air is coming directly off the ocean, then we're in pretty good shape with this marine air is fairly clean. If we have winds coming from any other direction, then we tend to get the haze moving in. The worst direction is from the east and northeast. That'll not only bring smoke, that smoke tends to descend down to lower elevations, which makes it difficult to breathe. So we're just watching now, onshore versus offshore flow. We have onshore flow now. It's going to become offshore. Air quality will decline. And then later in the week, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll have onshore flow again, and it'll get better.
Got it. But sometimes you also get inversions that really lock it in. We had that earlier this week. Is that what we had also last year when we had that extended period of air quality like this?
Well, you're right. I mean, Wednesday was bad not only because we had the flow coming off from the fires, but we had a very, very strong inversion over us. What we call a surface-based inversion. Now, inversions are when temperature increases with height. Those are extremely stable layers, and you can't get mixing. See, normally we heat up at the surface and the air mixes, and that can tend to improve things. But on Wednesday, we had this inversion that just kept the smoke in, and that made it much, much worse.
And so is this a new normal? Last year, we had a similar scenario. This year, it's happened again. People are wondering, should we expect this in the future every year?
Well, I don't know every year, but this is really the old normal. If you go back to the early part of the 20th century and going back even further, the 1800s, this was a very, very smoky place during the summertime. And the reason was that the fires that were burning on the eastern side of the Cascades and all around us, a fire is a very natural aspect of this region. And for a long time, we were suppressing fires. We were putting them out. And the problem is that you can only do that for a certain amount of time. We've kind of mismanaged our forests. They're full of excessive growth. And so now when they burn, they tend to burn explosively and in broad areas. And so we've set ourselves up by poor forest management. And I'm afraid that with slow warming due to climate change and very poor forest management, we have a lot of smoke in our future. It's going to be pretty hard to avoid that unless we do something about our forests.
And how big is the role of climate change in this?
Well, I think the true answer is that climate change is probably adding a bit, but it's not the major player. The key thing is that our forests are ready to burn. We have a lot of invasive grasses that burn very quickly. We have huge numbers of people moving into the wildlands, causing fires. And so, you know, I think it's mainly other reasons, but climate change, particularly climate change in the future, will contribute to the outbreak of fires.
So you see it getting worse?
I can't see it getting better. We're going to warm up, which is not good. But most importantly, the forests have degraded. And unless we intervene to make our forests more like what they were 100 years ago, we're going to see increasingly large fires in the future. We can fix it, but it's a problem we have to deal with.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.